Thursday night, or the Yud Shvat. Okay, so if you've ever learned brachas on Beis Min Aleph, which most people have a couple times, you know that at least Hatchila, some hold even more than just L'chatchila, but at least Hatchila, you have to say Kriya Shema El Arvis before Chatzos. What about Tfilas Ma'ariv? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you have to, that the same goes for Ma'ariv. You have to dominate before Chatzos, L'chatchila. We call a Laila, but before Chatzos, to such a degree that many Achrenim say that according to this, it's better to daven Ma'ariv before Chatzos b'Yichidus rather than wait for a minyan and daven after Chatzos. About Ramat Beit Shemesh, but if you live in Borough Park and you have Shemesh Shabbos there, so you can daven Ma'ariv and Shachris probably in one fell swoop. Ma'ariv and Chris. But you're not supposed to. On the other hand, the Prima Gadim says that even the Chatzchila, you could daven Ma'ariv, Tfilas Ma'ariv. You know, after Chatzos, which of course would mean that if there's a minyan after Chatzos, you would not daven b'chidus before Chatzos, you would daven with a minyan after Chatzos, but of course you would say Kriya Shema beforehand, because that for sure has to be before Chatzos, at least l'chatchila. Okay, we go now to Chavis Halvavus, and we're learning Shayich Lamaisa, and we're learning Parakei, and we're in the middle of the enticement of the Yetzhara, that a person should do things that people will be aware of it and laud him for it, give him kavod, that he'll be a role model for people. It's all right, it's a way of making you think you're doing a very big mitzvah. And he actually describes what you should answer, like how you're not going to verbalize these things, but he gives you very specific tainus to tell the Yetzirah, countering the Yetzirah's very specific points. So he goes through a few points here where the Yetzirah is telling him to do things and to get covered from it, and so on. So one of the things is, so he says, "Umahu olam azeh," you'll be famous and people will know about you. So he's saying, answer him back. Well, what do you mean to me? Afilim yishal zichri b'kulo. Okay, become famous throughout the whole world. Now, in the Chavis Halvavus' times, that was pretty unlikely to be famous in the whole world. Now, every Tom, Dick, and Harry could become famous in the whole world in 15 seconds. That's the world we're living in now. We're infamous. But Akoponim, he says, even if I would become famous throughout the whole world, so umami disyamai. You know, how long do you live for? You know, after you're gone, everybody forgets very quickly. So, like, what do I have out of it, really? Meitzi b'shmi. Then he says, koshke shazichri lo yavar bo. Certainly I should feel, you know, it's a very ephemeral, very not lasting, how big an area will I become famous in. So that we, you know, nowadays it's not. And how long? Sheyigdal v'yifshel v'lo yashman kimas man muat v'yishokach kilu lohoya. You know, a couple months after you're gone, they, you know, Reuven who? You know, they remember. So it's very superficial. It's very temporary, and that's not. He's giving you things to point out how of little value it is. It seems like a big deal, but just mice. So who doesn't want covered? Who doesn't want to be thought of well? Who doesn't want his name in the papers in a good way? But it's very quickly forgotten, right? If you ever make the cover of Mishpacha magazine, next week there's someone else on the cover. They forget who was on the cover last week. But when it's your week, if you're on the cover, you, whoa, look at that. And your face is all over. In 7 days, it's gone, replaced with someone else. V'amar HaKosuv, Achevel b'nei Odom, Kosov b'nei Yish, b'moz v'ayim la'loz heimim l'havol yochad. Which essentially says that it's weight, it's nothing. It's all, you think, you know, it's nothing. It's really nothing. But that would be a good example, you know, like an article about people. It's gone very quickly. V'omar teicher rucha yoshali anoso, v'omar ein zichron l'rishonim. So that's this point. It's very temporary, and it's very... So he added the point, it's very, sort of very, what's the whole world already? You're not going to be famous in more than a small area, which rather nowadays is not true, but it's still, but, you know, it's even truer that it lasts very, the news cycle, it's called, the word for these things, it's called the news cycle. It gets shorter and shorter every year. The news cycle is shorter and shorter. Like in the next hour, it's already the new news. You gotta make new news. Imkain, therefore, Teru Nashibo, my efforts that people should think well of me, Bekavanosi Elov, Pechisus Nira. It's pretty sad, it's pretty miserable. Vatos Maguna Mimani, and it would be a very, we say in Yiddish, Grubba Tos, if I would care about that. Ukvol omru al echad min achasidim sh'omal achaveiro hanishtaveso. Have you become equalized? Omalo beizinyan. What are you talking about? Omalo hishtava beinecha. Is it the same to you? Hashevach v'hagnus. If someone or people praise you, or if they are megane you, is it all the same to you? Amalei lo, of course not. Amalei, well, then Mekein Ladayin lo higata, you didn't reach the upper levels of Chasidus. Ishtadel, work on yourself more. Ulai tagia la madrega hazos. Yitzki huha el yoynesh ima madregos hachasidim v'tachlus hachamudos. This is like the very top of midos, that you don't care what is said about you, and it's all the same if people praise you or if they're megani you. Okay, I'll stop here.